and nice enough to join us now is Mr. Ken Ramsey. Mr. Ramsey, thanks for joining us this morning on the Equine Forum.
Hey, Jude.
Hey.
How are you?
Go ahead, Jude.
How are you? You having a good time?
Oh, having a great time. It's always great to be on your show and talk about my favorite subject, horses.
We were talking about you yesterday. We saw one running at, I believe it was Gulfstream, that we thought you might want to claim and run in the Sandy Lane Gold Cup. A son of Tappet was running down there. And looked like he might have had a little bit of a future. I said, I wonder if Mr. Ramsey's going to drop the slip, but I didn't see any claims, so you must have missed that one.
Tell you the truth, I did. I signed up yesterday. I ended up buying 8 horses out at Keeneland trying to win that 2017 Derby. So, but the Barbados Gold Cup is on my mind. We're going down for a hat trick this year. It's always the first Saturday in March. We won it the last 2 years, and I've got some top-notch candidates for it. But anyway, I'm sorry I missed that one. Anytime you see a Tappet proclaiming tag, I always take a close look at it.
Looking for the natural hat trick in that Barbados Gold Cup. Mr. Ramsey, what was it like with Kitten's Joy winning that Joe Hirsch Turf Classic back in 2004? That call had to bring back some memories.
Oh, that was right down memory lane. Tom Durkin is my favorite announcer of all time. He also gave a great call on Roses in May. When you won the Whitney Handicap, I even put that on my telephone, and I've also had the one you just put on there. I mean, that was emphatic and kind of stamped the horse, set him out, and of course, he did win the Eclipse Award that year, although he did lose the Breeders' Cup Turf out at Remington Park with quite a bit of fireworks out there that day. I always thought he was the best horse, but anyway, we got second, but he got a chance for his son to emulate him today.
Yeah, Big Blue Kitten. You know, he appeared to be slowing down a little bit at the end of last year, but he's really come roaring back this year at the ripe old age of 7, including that Grade 1 win in the United Nations.
Well, if anybody can keep him running a long time, it's Chad Brown. Of course, he's a protege of my old friend, Bobby Franco. He learned his lessons well, and he does a superior job. I named this horse Big Blue Kitten after my alma mater, UK, who, by the way, is going to beat Missouri tonight. But anyway, I got an offer I couldn't refuse. I got an offer I couldn't refuse from a KMS farm. So I have sold Real Solution along with the Big Blue Kitten to Brad Kelly over Calumet. So although he'll be running in my colors at the end of his career, he's going to be going to Calumet next year. So hate to see him leave, but he'll be going from a good home probably to a better home.
So it looks like just 2 more races, provided all goes well today, this and then the Breeders' Cup class, the Breeders' Cup Turf.
Brad Kelly and I will be talking. We may want to send him someplace else before he goes to the KMF farm. We'll see how he runs the table the last two. He's the most consistent horse I ever owned. He's been in the money 25 out of 28 times, and one of those that he finished up the track was over at Royal Ascot when he didn't ship well. So he's going to be running at the end, and I hope he can catch a shining copper today. And if he wins today, he's a serious candidate for an Eclipse Award. Matter of fact, I think to get the Eclipse Award, all he has to do is to win the Breeders' Cup Turf, and he'll be emulating his old man, Kitten Joy, by bringing home an Eclipse Award.
Now, what about Shining Copper? He looks like he's the lone speed, and he may be a little bit tough to run down.
Well, I hope that Big Blue can run him down, but he's in it to win it. Very good claim for $62,000. So we claim him strictly for this because although Big Blue Kitten is consistent, Joe Bravo seems to always have him just a little bit too far back, and he misses by neck, by neck, by neck, by head. I mean, it's terrible. I should have come up with this rabbit ideal a long time ago. But I think the one to beat in the race today is probably Red Rifle. That horse is coming along really well. Todd's got him back on track, and he's probably going to come off the pace today. So he's probably going to be the rabbit will also help him as much as will us.
You know, for being a rabbit, he's come awful close to 2 monumental upsets in the first 2 starts you've had him.
Well, I tell you what, both jockeys said that if they'd been riding to win and arrayed him just a little bit, he could have probably hung on. But the goal was to set it up for a Big Blue Kitten. So, and that's the goal again today. But we're not going to try to be crazy and go out there and set a wild pace. Chad and I talked it over yesterday. So We do plan on him being on the lead today and keeping everybody else honest, but maybe he'll have enough to hang on. I mean, it's $600,000 purse. I'll take the money no matter shining copper's name on it, a big blue kitten. But naturally, I prefer a big blue kitten to get the money.